Hey everybody, I'm so glad that you guys have been loving Park Predators. I have seen so many of your messages come in via email and on social media, and I love it. The fact that so many outdoors enthusiasts are listening to this show, on top of all of you true crime fans out there, just really warms my heart. I wanted to drop in the feed and say thank you, and to share some big, big news. If you don't already know, I host another show for AudioChuck called Counterclock. It's an investigative series that focuses on an unsolved murder in my hometown in North Carolina. Together, Ashley Flowers and I produced 13 episodes in season one of Counterclock that details my reinvestigation into the cold case murder of Denise Johnson. Well, the wait for season two is finally over, and the first two episodes just dropped today. In the second season of Counterclock, I am flexing some serious investigative muscles as I look into an insane 30-year-old case that everyone assumes is closed. Here, just take a listen to the trailer.
This was violent, it was brutal, it was a terrible thing that occurred.
This is the first murder in Manio in more than a decade. Someone fatally stabbed Stacy Stanton inside her apartment on February 3rd.
The only way to understand Stacy Stanton's story is to move counterclockwise in time, to go backwards to the point her clock violently stopped.
The night of the attack, friends saw Stanton leave the Green Dolphin pub.
That crime scene, whoever was there, they were covered in blood.
He's a monster. Whoever he is, he's got to be a monster. To do what he did to her was just...
They wanted a suspect. You know what I mean? They wanted a suspect fast.
To the police and the DA's office, this case is closed.
We have some reason to believe through witnesses that they may have known each other. And
word of an arrest spread quickly through this island town.
But to those who knew Stacy, her case is very much unsolved. And instead of catching her killer, an innocent man may have also been victimized purely based on racial bias. I'm your host, Delia D'Ambra, and this is Counterclock Season 2, the investigation into the 30-year-old murder of Stacy Stanton and the possible wrongful conviction of Clifton Spencer. This season, I'm back in my hometown, reinvestigating a case that's facts lead in an entirely different direction.
Somebody is out there that knows more than they've said.
And to an entirely different truth than what everyone has believed for three decades.
If she didn't do it, we need to find out who did.
It's the perfect example of tunnel vision in an investigation, where if the evidence... They didn't want to test anything that was going to destroy their case against Cliff. They absolutely had tunnel vision that it was the black man who killed the white woman.
They wanted to send this guy to prison to send a message to black guys that dated white girls right here.
The truth might set one man free and find another person who's responsible for one of the Outer Banks' most heinous crimes.
And he said, if you don't, I'll do to you what I did to her. And that was kind of weird.
I'd like to see there to be a real end to the investigation.
What do you want to see done in this case now in 2020?
The whole truth come out, all of it. I'd like to know for sure who did that.
Counterclock Season 2 begins this September. To make sure you don't miss the first episode, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
My full name is Clifton Eugene Spencer. The truth will always, it might take some time, but the truth always appears.
You can binge all of Counterclock Season 1 and the first two episodes of Season 2 right now. Just search for Counterclock, all one word, and listen on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.